Williams Ovation 1 gallon interior paint. See store Lowe's.ca for details and exclusions.
7:56 at Mix 97. Dr. Julie Galthorpe in this morning on Halloween. And we were talking about negative feelings. We touched on anger.
Yeah. We talked about anger, guilt, and anxiety.
What about hate? That emotion hate.
That's a big one. And actually, you know, I was in the U.S. this weekend, and there was lots of discussion about it because hate, because there's such polarized views on things. So hate is something that is a difficult thing to talk about. But there is research that tells us a lot about hate. And first of all, it has to be learned, which I think we all understand that. And research suggests that it comes from learning aggression rather than compassion. So if we're taught that you deal with negative emotions through aggression, we're more likely to experience feelings of hate. You know, we live in a time, obviously, where aggression seems to be promoted over connection. But when we experience those feelings of hate, we need to pay attention to them. And even if our kids come home and they say, you know what, I hate this or I hate so-and-so, you know, the go-to has been, oh, you don't hate anyone, right? Because it's such a strong word. Or you don't hate that, you might dislike it. So we try to talk them out of it. But a different way to look at it is remember that that emotion of hate comes from fear. Okay, so it either comes from fear of the other, fear from oneself, the things you don't like about yourself within, and those get projected onto other people, or it can also be the fear of being vulnerable. So again, if a child is saying to you that they have those feelings, rather than dismissing them, help them figure out where that's coming from. Because when people act with hatred, they are trying to regain power, right? So they're feeling that they're vulnerable or that they, you know, somehow someone else is taking away their piece of the pie, so to say. So you want to help them understand that that's where that's coming from so that they can work through it. And the only way to overcome hate in groups or with kids is to help them educate themselves, figure out what they fear, figure out where that vulnerability is coming from, and how to understand their experience from a point of compassion so that they can come at it differently.
Well said. Thanks for coming in this morning. You were in Detroit this past weekend at a Two Nations hockey tournament, Midget AA Kingston Ice Wolves. Your daughter Sophie plays on the team. You won the tournament?
They won the tournament, yeah. They won all their games, which was pretty impressive.
Awesome.
Congratulations to Kira Nelson, Ashley Taylor, Hannah Phillips, Emma Goodman, and your daughter Sophie. They're all on the team from this area based out of Kingston. And before we leave you, you said you were searched going into the United States. You were, they pulled you over. What happened?
Well, it was actually, we got up to the border crossing in Windsor, and the border crossing agent, very nice guy, he says, oh, Julie, we've got some bad news for you. You've been selected for a random search. So we got pulled over into the larger area where we had to go inside. They were very, very serious, just asked about cannabis. That wasn't the emphasis. I think their emphasis really, everyone is talking about, you know, they're going to be so overboard with the cannabis. They did ask about it, but really the focus was terrorism. And so being, you know, inside we were there for 45 minutes just while they were processing things, and very, very serious agents. It's if you're, when you're crossing, you know, really be honest and pay attention to what you're taking across with you, because it's very serious.
If someone like Dr. Julie Galthorpe can get pulled over, and when you look at her, but you look at her and she looks as sweet as apple pie. Like, what is she doing, right? I mean, you think that if you look like a really nice person, they're not going to pull you over either, but more likely they will.
I remember that incident I had with U.S. Customs. That's got to be over 10, 12 years ago, going into the States, and they took me in for the terrorist, Sean Patrick Kelly from Ireland, that was on a no-fly, no-entry into the U.S. They thought I was him. And I know how serious it is. I was in this room at the Pearson in Toronto with about 5 American custom agents, and they had, I remember, in this room, George W. Bush's picture up there, very serious, and the guy goes to me, do you belong to any organizations? And they're looking at me, 5 big dudes, and I said, I'm a member of the Knights of Columbus. Nobody laughed, so I knew that this was not the place.
No, it's not a place comments. For jokes, no. They had Donald Trump's photo up now, though, so they made a change.
Good to see you. Thanks, Jillian.
Good to see you, too.